Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we continue to feature the women of Motown from the 1970s. Well, it was back in 1967 when Berry Gordy, the founder of Motown Records, put his arm around one of the Supremes, Mary Wilson, and said, "Mary, changing the name doesn't really mean anything, except now we'll have two entities, Diana Ross and the Supremes, and people will pay more money to see you girls." Well, Berry Gordy was right. In 1970, after the tearful farewell performance of Someday We'll Be Together, there really wasn't much to cry about. Diana Ross was on her way to becoming one of the most famous women on the planet, and her backup singers were about to sell millions of records on their own. Well, only a month after Diana Ross's departure, the reinvented Supremes came up with Up the Ladder to the Roof. That same year, they released Stone Love, which sold an astounding 2.3 million songs. Well, first, Up the Ladder to the Roof, right here on Motown Memories with Tom.
Stone Love. songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Joy by the Supremes. That reached number 16 from 1972. And before that, Stone Love, the Supremes song from 1970 that reached number 7. And we started off with another song from 1970. This one reached number 10, Up the Ladder to the Roof. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up, a song by Bonnie Pointer. Well, a founding member of the Pointer Sisters, one of America's most successful and renowned vocal groups, Bonnie Pointer began her career singing traditional gospel music in the late 1960s. Born in Oakland, California, to parents who were both ministers, Bonnie soon turned her talents to popular music, as her sisters Ruth, Anita, and June all eventually banded together to form their own act. While Bonnie, who was also a gifted songwriter, wrote many of the Pointer Sisters' songs. Well, she broke from the Pointer Sisters in 1978 to launch a career as a solo artist after signing with Motown Records. Here is a great song. Right here on Motown Memories.
Just holding my
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Well, that was Valerie Simpson with Silly Wasn't I. That reached number 63 from 1972, and that was her biggest single-selling song. And before that, we started off with Bonnie Pointer and Heaven Must Have Sent You. That reached number 11 from 1979. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up, a song from a group called High Energy. Well, when Motown began referring to High Energy as the new Supremes, it must have come as something of a shock to the Mary Wilson-led version of the old Supremes, who were still recording for the company. For our purposes, let's just take it as an indication of the high regard in which Motown held these four teenage girls. They originally came from Pasadena, California. Well, Barbara Mitchell and her sister Vanessa knew Michelle and Linda at Blair High School. The four fashioned a singing act in order to participate in Pasadena's federally funded Bicentennial Performing Arts Program. And the Motown label found them, and the rest is history. Let's listen to the Supremes-like group High Energy, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Please don't leave me now. Can you?
web at MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Harbor Love by Serena. That was a reggae-flavored song, and it had the distinction of being only one of two solo U.S. hit singles that the highly talented Serena enjoyed during a 16-year stint with Motown. Perhaps Serena Wright's biggest claim to fame is she was married for a time to Stevie Wonder. Well, before that, we heard from High Energy, You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On. That reached number 12 from 1977 and was the biggest charted song. Well, you've been listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon this hour. We've been featuring the women of Motown from the 1970s. Hope you enjoyed it. If you have any questions or comments about Motown members or any requests that you'd like, please email me. We'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.